Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Juan Castillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robideau. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Jim Pachyorek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, John Henry Johnson. And now, play ball. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. There goes Newman. The throw from Surhoff and Newman is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Deer moves to second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Lombardozzi reaches second base with a double. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pachyorek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Newman reaches second base with a double. Lombardozzi scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newman moves to third. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo bunts towards the mound. Smithson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera throws to Gagne, and they have Gantner in a rundown. The throw to Newman, who applies the tag, and Gantner is out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Castillo moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards short. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Patchy Orick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-1 in the game. Robideau hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robideau moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Twins 3, Brewers, 3. Jim Patchy Orick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orick is 0-for-1 in the game. Patchy Orick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smithson. Patchy Orick moves to second. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Patchy Orick scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Les Straker now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to second for the out. Castillo moves to third. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deere hits a line drive towards third. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Patchy Orick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Gagne goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 4, Brewers, 4. Mark Clear now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Braggs hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lombardozzi is hit by the pitch. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Patchy Orrick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing right field. Tom Brunansky now playing left field. Jim Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patchy Orrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor bunts towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Patchy Orrick moves to second. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patchy Orrick moves to third. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Twins. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor now playing second base. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Newman is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Patchy Orrick juggles the ball. That's an error on Patchy Orrick. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robideau is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Butera and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing right field. Mike Felder now playing left field. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Plesac now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pachyorek strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field. Puckett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Puckett. Molitor scores. Castillo goes all the way around to score. Yount moves to second. It's 8-5, Brewers. Randy Neiman now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. One out. Royce Molly pinch hits for Sal Butera. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Newman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.